This past Tuesday, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie presented his state budget plan for fiscal year 2015. It contained items people expected, items some were angered over, and even absent of items people were hoping for. Here with her analysis of the plan and some of the reactions it provoked in the State House is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. And how are you this week?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Let me give you the basics of what we are looking at here. It's $34.4 billion. That is an increase of 4.4% or about $1.46 billion over the budget Christie signed last year. Largest spending plan in New Jersey history, which when you hear the headlines, if you're a Republican, that makes you maybe gasp for a second. But when you realize that 94% of that new spending is just to answer the inevitable day of reckoning, otherwise known as the pension system.
Right. This was a promise that he made last year, and he's holding good on it. And like you say, if you look strictly at the numbers, it might make you cringe. But when you look at the budget itself, there are some significant cuts. And I was pleased to see that he is continuing to look to cut some of the business taxes in the state of New Jersey, because that will hopefully continue to grow the economy and have people bring their businesses here or grow their businesses.
Let's start with the good news. New Jersey schools, they get a record $9 billion in direct state aid under Christie's plan. I think with the exception of a handful, almost every school district is getting something. State's Medicaid program gets $200 million more in the new budget. He agreed to expand New Jersey Medicaid program under Obamacare. State would get roughly $100 million from the feds, $100 million from the state. And that's how that is going to work out. I guess the major question is, like every budget, it's based on revenue. It's not based on what's in the pot. It's what's expected to be in the pot.
Right.
And they're projecting revenue growth of 5.8% for the fiscal year. How much? That's kind of a stretch when you look at some of the other states. That's anywhere between 35 to 45% greater than what most states have been averaging.
Well, I think it's tied to a couple of things. I think some of it's tied to the Medicaid expansion. Some of it's tied to the online gambling, which they were anticipating would bring in some revenue. Not sure on those numbers whether that has come to fruition yet. So some of these may be projected revenues, as we've talked in the past. But clearly, there are some good things in here. You just kind of have to look through it. We're still reviewing it. It's a large budget document, and I think that once we get through it, we'll be able to pull it apart. The Democrats certainly want to pull it apart.
Oh, no, wait. They want to stay the course when it comes to the pension. They want their cake and eat it, too. I mean, did the ghost of Ronald Reagan, was this like a scene out of Ghostbusters where the ghost of Ronald Reagan swooped down to the Democratic side and they're basically preaching Reaganomics now?
I know. Well, and unfortunately, we lost a great actor and director this week from Ghostbusters. But I think that you're right. I mean, they clearly are attempting to play up the drama and the what's going on with the governor. And but you know what? We have to get down to business. This is the people's business. It's our turn to take a look at the budget. And I believe the budget committee on both houses will do a good job.
Talking with Assemblywoman Allison McCose here on Issues and Ideas, AllisonMcCose.com on the web. You can review an executive summary in detail if you really want to sit down and make a couple of days of it. A detailed budget document at njledge.state.nj.us. I guess one of the other concerns, too, is they call it the rainy day fund, but in light of the weather, snowy day fund of $313 million. That's one of the lowest surpluses since Christie became governor. Does that provide any concerns?
Well, again, we have to look at why that is. The Democrats are really, and Senator Sweeney, are to blame for the fact that we put the property tax cap in, I'm sorry, the 2% cap in backwards. You know, we didn't do all the toolkit bills first. We did the cap without giving the municipalities the tools. So there were instances where towns had to delve into their surplus, and, that's a problem.
Governor did have to face a reality. He had to scratch off something big on his wish list. That was a tax cut because, like I said, 94% of new spending is going to pay past due bill. The piece of it, actually, it's, if I remember the figure right, $52 billion is what the state's in the hole for the pension system. So what's starting to go in is just start for the long way to go. And I guess the goal is to have the fund 100% funded by 2018.
Right. That's his goal. And I think I heard in his tone that he's hopeful that he could still possibly do the tax cut. But when you look at the numbers, that's where we'll have to see what goes on.
One of the other points of concern, too, is the Transportation Trust Fund in the new budget. Governor is putting in to pay $490 million for road projects. And here comes the B word, borrow, $735.3 million. But in the past, that's one of the first things that gets scratched off the spending list.
Right. The whole it's really and truly, unfortunately, it's a shell game. It's so hard to keep up with the money coming in, the money coming out. And that's why I was thrilled. We talked before about the transparency bill to try to figure out and decipher where the money goes and how it's spent. And Assemblyman Weber and I had a bill that went through this past week. So, but, you know, I put my confidence in the budget committees and Senator Steve Voorhees on the Senate Budget Committee. I'm on appropriations in the Assembly, so I'll see portions of the bill will come through our house, but I mean my committee. But we'll see.
And looking back to with the it's still the current budget. The governor had pledged to spend $375 million on transportation, borrow $849 million, and at least at this point, he ended up borrowing all that money. So that's something that, again, with the revenue projections being what they are, it's probably the minefield he does not want to step on. You mentioned the gas tax before, and that's something that funds the Transportation Trust Fund, and that is also one of the solutions the Democrats are offering. Along with the millionaires' tax, they're saying, hey, we have a pretty low gas tax. Let's raise the gas tax. Of course, the day they said that, for reasons of the lack of refineries, we saw the gas jump this past Wednesday by a dime a gallon.
Right. And, you know, I'm waiting for them to throw in. And we have to throw in pothole repair, too. That costs a lot of money. And certainly we have a rough winter in terms of the conditions of our roads, and that's a problem, too.
So the process now, take us through, every department has to go through the various committees, hoops and hurdles, and we've seen this before that when pressed for details, unfortunately, and this goes for both party administrations, it's too frequent where a lot of these departments just don't come in with the details. They say, we'll have to get back to you on that.
Yeah.
That does not help the process.
It's very frustrating. And unfortunately, the Senate and the Assembly do separate budget hearings, which I think is ludicrous. They should be together, combine them in one. And really, you know, what happens prior to the governor presenting his budget is that the administration works with their you know, people at the department heads and say, this is what we're looking for number-wise. And then the department is responsible to respond to the governor's office with a document. Now, they should, you would think, have everything with them and come, but that doesn't always happen because we have a tendency to ask more detailed questions and they often have to go back. So what we do is we take each department, comes before the budget committee. They are there for a good part of the day. We also have public hearings for the public to come in and talk about what they like or don't like about what's being cut or added to the budget. So it's a long process. The next few months will be very busy for them.
And moving forward, I guess one small point, but one very loud point. The State League of Municipalities is upset that once again, the state now for 7 years has taken the relief funds meant for towns to balance the budget and put it in the general fund, and this proposed 2015 budget is doing likewise. But the governor in one of his town halls this past week is calling for, once again, pension reform, where the pension proponents and the Democrats are saying, now we closed that door and sealed it back in 2011. But when you look at the dollar amounts, what was done in 2011, despite the promises and the assumptions, it didn't exactly work.
Well, we still have a lot that we can do that's not traumatizing to existing pension participants. Number one, we can eliminate and continue to be vigilant about eliminating people that shouldn't be in the pension system, cutting back on fraud. We can also look at people that are collecting pensions and still have public jobs. That's another simple fix. Again, you know, some people won't be happy, but generally the ones that are in the current pension system are the ones that we're concerned about, not the ones who are currently receiving their pension. So we have a lot of little fixes that we can do that aren't, you know, necessarily tied to the budget process, but we can do it as a legislative body. So I hope that the Democrats will realize that and work with us going forward, and we'll come up with a new budget document. I didn't finish the process. The two houses make a new budget document, and then it goes through both houses, and then it goes to the governor ultimately for his signature or red pen.
Just as a measuring stick of how hot of a button the issue of pension reform is, typically if you go online to Star Ledger, for example, and look at one of the stories in the comments section, you might see maybe on a busy day, maybe a couple of dozen comments for a specific story. On a story about Christie at the town hall meeting, supporting pension reform. The last time I looked, there were over 1,500 comments for that one news article.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And most of them, yes, were from recipients of state pensions. So
right.
No surprise there. If you want to share your thoughts on these matters, have a question about the budget process, or want to toss in your view and the opinion of it, you can do that at AllisonMcHose.com. And to check out the budget on your own and the action at the State House, it's all at njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and be safe today.